This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamualaikum. Mashallah, a lot of people are still coming and the traffic is backed up all the way to the 14th street. So we're going to wait 5-10 more minutes, inshallah. Is that okay? Inshallah. Alhamdulillah. Jazakallah khair. Huh? They already did.
Allahu Akbar.
Allah. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. الله أكبر.
Allah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, lillahi alhamd. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illa Allah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Inshallah, we'll go ahead and begin very soon. I want to first of all explain the process of Salatul Eid, inshallah, and then I'll have everyone stand up and take a minute to fill up all the gaps, inshallah. Today, as usual, we always do 7 takbirat, 5 takbirat. Today, inshallah, I want to revive another sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because the Prophet alayhi wasallam performed Salatul Eid in many different ways. Today, inshallah, we're going to perform Salatul Eid. We're going to have in the first rak'ah, after takbir tahrima, the opening takbir, and after thana, I'm going to do three extra takbirat. Then we're going to have Surah Fatiha, Qira'ah, Ruku', Sujood. In the second rak'ah, we will begin first of all with Qira'ah, Fatiha, Surah, and then before we commence into the ruku', then we will have three extra takbirat. So in the first rak'ah, three extra takbirat in the beginning, in the second rak'ah, three extra takbirat at the very end, inshallah. This is also one way the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he will perform Salatul Eid, inshallah. With that, I'm going to ask everyone to please stand up. Let's train the lines. We'll take a minute or two, inshallah. Please make sure the rows are complete, the rows are straight. And all the children, please go back to your parents. Straight in lines, fill in the gaps. Sisters, straight in the lines, fill in the gaps. Sisters, please make sure there are no incomplete rows in the two rooms on the side, in the main hall. Brothers, please make sure the rows are complete in the multi-purpose hall. Brothers, please make sure the rows are complete. Often, there is a lot of space on the extreme right or the extreme left side. Brothers in the gymnasium, please make sure the rows are straight and the rows are complete. Brother Yahya, are you in the back? Brother Yahya, are you in the back? Okay, is everything good in the back? Okay.
صلاة العيد يا ثابكم صلاة العيد يا ثابكم
الله أكبر Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم
صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى. سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى. ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى. سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا. قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى. بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى. إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة. أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت. فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر. إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد وفرقان حميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما صدق الله العظيم أما بعد Brothers and sisters, for all of us it is a day of Eid. It is a day that we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah says in the Quran when He talks about Ramadan that the purpose of Ramadan is to connect with the Quran, to fast in the month of Ramadan, and hopefully Allah says وَلِتُكْمِلُ الْعِدَّةِ وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. Hopefully you will finish these days of Ramadan and as a result you'll be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, our ultimate test starts today. Ramadan was not the test. Ramadan was a training time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removed shaitan, a great distraction in our life. He changed shaitan up for 30 days. And He helped create an environment where we are surrounded by the Quran, where we are surrounded by qiyam, where we are surrounded by fasting, where we are surrounded by sadaqah, and we are surrounded by overall spirituality. But brothers and sisters, now that shaitan is released, now that we're going back to our normal lives, now the question is, who's going to keep on reading the Quran? The question is, who's going to keep on waking up at night and pray qiyam? The question is, who's going to continue to fast throughout the entire year? Brothers and sisters, our test was not Ramadan. Our test actually starts now. And when this test is given to us, the only person who will pass this test with flying colors is a person who will remain consistent upon their deen. We are not Ramadan Muslims. We are Muslims throughout the entire year. So many thousands and thousands of years ago, even before Allah created everything, you and I and our ruh was before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah asked all of us one question, أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ Am I not your Lord? And we all said, Bala, yes indeed, Ya Allah, you are our Lord. But then we also said, Shahidana, that testify that we are your slaves and you are our Lord. Brothers and sisters, Ramadan comes, Ramadan goes. But brothers and sisters, we have to remain committed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have shown to Allah that we can wake up at night. We have shown Allah that yes, we can increase our taqwa. Yes, we have shown Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we can connect with the Qur'an. So when Allah stands us, makes us stand before Him on the Day of Judgment, and if you and I are thinking of making an excuse before Allah that, Ya Allah, I am weak, Ramadan showed us that we are not weak. We have the stamina and we have the capacity to increase our spirituality. Brothers and sisters, one of the best ways we can show our gratitude to Allah, when Allah says, وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ, one of the best ways to show our gratitude to Allah is to follow exactly what Allah wants us to do, and we do it in the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Brothers and sisters, a way to show our gratitude is by pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sticking with what Allah wants us to do. Brothers and sisters, just because Eid comes, it does not mean that we break all those spiritual barriers. We have worked so hard for 30 days, let's keep that going. And this is why, subhanAllah, how is it possible that when Allah says in the Quran that you fast, and fasting in itself, whether it's Ramadan or any other time of the year, when we fast, it develops our taqwa. The way we can develop and maintain that taqwa throughout the entire year is by fasting the other days. When we have Mondays and Thursdays, when we have the 13th and the 14th and the 15th of every single month. And if we're doing this throughout the entire year, inshallah, our taqwa will remain at a high level. But if we drop everything and we stop coming to the masjid, then I ask myself and you ask yourself that what face are we going to show to Allah on the Day of Judgment? What are we showing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I'm going to be committed to Allah only for a certain period of time, and then after that I will forget about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? No, brothers and sisters, we show Allah. Let's show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, Ya Allah, you gave me this Ramadan and I'm going to change my life and I'm going to remain committed to you. Brothers and sisters, wallahi, none of us here, including myself, can give the guarantee that we are going to be here next year. None of us can guarantee that we will witness another month of Ramadan. And that is why we find from the Sahaba, we find from the ulama, that 6 months after Ramadan, they will continuously ask Allah for istighfar. They will continuously ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for another Ramadan. So this is why, brothers and sisters, this is our way of showing gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, Allah says, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If we show our gratitude, Allah will increase. But if we show our ingratitude and we show our lack of gratitude to Allah, then Allah says, إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. Allah may even take away another Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us alive for another Ramadan. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to witness another Ramadan. Ameen Rabbil Alameen. And may Allah not deprive us from another Ramadan due to our negligence and our shortcomings. بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم. أستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروا إنه الغفور الرحيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أما بعد. Brothers and sisters, this is the day of Eid, the day where we put aside our grudges. Reach out to your family members. Wallahi, the person who puts aside their egos. فَمَنْ عَفَى وَأَصْلَحَ فَأَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ. This is such an amazing reward that Allah gives to this person that only Allah knows how much that reward is. Allah has not mentioned that in the Quran. The Prophet ﷺ has not mentioned it in the Sunnah, in his Sunnah. So this means that there is such an amazing reward that Allah gives to that person who puts aside their ego and reaches out to their family member. And yes, it is our job to reach out to our family member, those that we may not be talking to. But if they turn us away, at least I can show Allah that, Ya Allah, whatever you have taught me, whatever your Prophet has taught me, I have done that. Brothers and sisters, I will finish on this, that if we know any converts in our community, they may not have anywhere to go, bring them to your home if you have a really good relationship with them. There are so many people in our community who are separated from their families. Bring them to your home on the day of Eid. And finally, brothers and sisters, while we are here and so happy with our families, wallahi, our hearts bleed when we hear about Gaza. Our hearts bleed when we hear about Palestine. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to aid our brothers and sisters of Palestine. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring such a punishment on the zalimeen. When they show no mercy to our mothers and our fathers and our children, then we ask Allah to not show them any kind of mercy. May Allah give them the worst punishment in the history of mankind. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to aid our brothers and sisters in Gaza and aid our brothers and sisters in Sudan and in Somalia and in Africa, wherever they are oppressed. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to aid our brothers and sisters in Russia, in France, in Burma, in Kashmir, and wherever Muslims are oppressed. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send his aid upon them. Brothers and sisters, let us not forget our brothers and sisters. Wallahi, today on this day of Eid, there are many people who have lost their family members. And this day of Eid is going to be tainted that there is one less person in their family. Brothers and sisters, our brothers and sisters in Gaza, they have not lost one person in their family. In some cases, they have lost 20, 50, or even 100 people, subhanAllah, in their families. So let's keep them in our du'as, and let's keep them in our hearts, and let's not forget our brothers and sisters. Eid is a global phenomenon for all the Muslims. We as Muslims, we don't only worry about ourselves, but we worry about the entire ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our qiyam. May Allah accept our siyam. May Allah grant us another Ramadan. May Allah accept our istighfar in the month of Ramadan. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to continuously grant us tawfiq to keep on coming to the masjid, to remain committed to the Quran, to remain committed to qiyam. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring us closer to him. Allahumma inna nas'aluka hubbak wa hubba man yuhibbuk wa hubba amalan yuqarribuna ila hubbik. We ask Allah for his love. وَإِنَّا نَسَلُكَ حُبَّكَ وَحُبَّ مَنْ يُحِبُّكَ. And the love of those who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us close to him. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take us from this dunya when he is most pleased with us. Ameen Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma ansur Islam wal Muslimin. Allahumma ansur Islam wal Muslimin fi kulli makan. Allahumma ansurna ala man khalafana. Wahfad biladana wa aslih awladana. Washfi marzana wa afi mubtalana. Warham mawtana. Wa khud biaydina ila kulli khayr. وعصمنا من كل شر واحفظنا من كل ضير. اللهم قسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معصيتك، ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك، ومن يقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا. ومتعنا بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا ما أحيتنا، وجعله الوارث منا، وجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا، وانصرنا على من عادانا، ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا، ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا، ولا إلى النار مصيرنا، ولا تسلط علينا من لا يرحمنا. اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا وعملا متقبلا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع ومن قلب لا يخشع ومن نفس لا تشبع ومن دعاء لا يستجاب. آمين رب العالمين. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. عيد مبارك.